Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily World Cup podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Yes, he is back, he being me. Of course, you can check me out on Drive later on today from 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Sneaker break. Anyway, it's day 19 of the Qatar World Cup, would you believe? Only 2 days until the crunch clash between England and France in the quarterfinals. Of course, a massive semi awaits the winner. That game, live on TalkSport. Let's head into the Three Lions camp. Not literally, that would be weird. So how do you solve a problem like Kylian Mbappe? Well, let's ask England right back and the man who's going to come up against him on Saturday, unless, of course, we go to three at the back, Cole Walker.
Mbappe who curls it in, and Kylian Mbappe is unstoppable. It's his fifth goal of this World Cup.
The game's not England v Mbappe. The game's England v France. We take respect that he's a good player in good form at the minute, but I'm not going to roll out a red carpet for him and tell him to go and score. You know, I'm representing my country at a quarter final of a World Cup, so it's do or die, really. You know, if we lose, we go home. And, you know, he's not going to stand in my way and hopefully winning, you know, a World Cup for my country. I do understand what I need to do, and that's obviously to stop him. It's probably easier said than done, but I don't underestimate myself, as I've played him before and I've come against a lot of great players, you know, in my time playing for England and also Man City and the clubs that I played for. So I have to treat it as another game. I have to take obviously extra care and give him the respect he deserves, but not too much respect, because he's also playing England and, you know, we can cause them problems. It's going to be a tough game, but not one player makes a team.
On now to the Three Lions fullback on the other side, Luke Shaw. He's been speaking to TalkSport's Alex Crook on England's tournament so far, and he's also looked ahead to the France game.
1 minute, 55 seconds, and it's Luke Shaw that has given England the lead.
I don't think there's no nerves yet. I think there's obviously big excitement. I think there's a lot of confidence and belief as well within the squad. I think after a really good victory against, obviously, Senegal, a really good side, another clean sheet, I think things are obviously really, really positive. But, of course, there's no doubt that France is going to be a massive, massive test. And, you know, I think it's one that, like I said, we need to have belief to go into the game. And, you know, I think on the night we need to be mentally prepared and ready for the game, because if we're not, then it could be a hard night.
How much were the experiences of 2018 and the last Euros help in that respect? The fact that you've been down this road before, you're used now as a group to being in the latter stages of the big tournament.
Yeah, I think, you know, that will play a big part. I think the good thing is that, like you just said, that, you know, over the past two major tournaments now, that we've gained experience from, you know, these games, these big games. And I think, you know, like I just said, it's all about the belief in the squad. I think the squad that we have, we've got an unbelievable team, and, you know, it's just, you know, whether we go into the game with the right mindset, and, you know, that we have to 100% be ready for everything that they're going to throw at us.
Will that mindset be to take the game to France? Because maybe in the past there's been a more pragmatic approach from England against the bigger nations, but you've got so many exciting players all over the pitch. Is it up to you to impose yourself on the world champions and make them fear you, as opposed to the other way around?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, we need to impose ourselves. I think, especially after, you know, the way, you know, we've been over the last few games, I think, you know, the attacking approach at times when we do it is world class, and, you know, can break down any team. So I think, you know, we need to be on the front foot. We don't want to go into the game passive and, you know, sit back and maybe go flat. I think we need to be on the front foot, more attacking, you know, because like I said, with the talent we've got, we need to be like that. We need to be on the front foot.
Is that something that you think's evolved even over the course of this tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the results we've had, the goals we've scored, and I think even at times we haven't been nowhere near our best, but we're still, you know, reaching high numbers in the goals scored, you know, the chances we create in. So that's, I think that's the positive thing, that there's obviously still more from us that we can do and reach another level. But at the moment, the level's good. But like I said, we need to step up another level on Saturday night.
Now here's Jack Grealish, claiming that the England squad needs a bit more credit after their good start to the tournament.
Could be six in a moment because they're on the front foot again. An opportunity to draw the ball back for Grealish! Half a dozen for England on a fantastic night. Jack Grealish adds to the tally.
We're just taking every game as it comes. I think, you know, you all know how talented this squad is. You know, you mentioned Jude, the likes of Phil, Bukayo, you know, obviously Harry Kane up front. You know, we have such a talented squad, honestly, in every position. And I think, you know, we do deserve a bit of credit. You know, like I says, you know, we've got three clean sheets on the bounce now and top scorers in the tournament, I think. So we're just taking each game as it comes. You know, I don't think you can do anything else in knockout football. And, yeah, we'll just obviously be looking forward to the game on Saturday now, and hopefully we can go into it full of confidence and get the win.
Now, here's England legend Stuart Pearce picking his... Oh, that is disgusting. Why is he... Oh, excuse me. He's combined 11. Yeah, that's better. Of the French and English players on TalkSport Breakfast Show. Not the players that were on the... It was on the... It doesn't matter. Just play the tape.
Pickford would edge out Lloris. My two fullbacks will be the England fullback, Walker and Shaw. I would have a central pairing at the heart of the defence of Varane and Maguire. In midfield, I would have Rice, Bellingham, with Griezmann playing in advance to them. And Mbappe on the left-hand side, Kane down the middle. And the last pick has really been tough for me. It would be Saka or Dembele, and I'm not sure which.
Now, here's former Aston Villa and Republic of Ireland manager Martin O'Neill on the White and Jordan show, getting a little heated. After being questioned about whether he did enough as an international manager to keep hold of Declan Rice and Jack Grealish, Martin defended himself resolutely.
First of all, you can't coerce players into becoming international players. I played Declan Rice three times in three friendly games. He was only a young kid. He played in three friendly games at senior level. He was terrific in the games. It's as simple as this. Declan Rice wanted to play for England. Do you think that Declan Rice now at this minute, having now going to play in the quarterfinal of the World Cup at this minute, still a young man, having played for West Ham for the number of games, do you think that he's regretting making the decision that he wanted to play? He's born in England. It's really as simple as this here. You cannot coerce people. You cannot just bring them into an international game. A serious international game, I'm talking about a competitive game, where the minute that they play a competitive match for the country, that's them announcing that they're going to be playing that. That was never going to be the case. You can't deceive people into playing in these games. You cannot force people into doing that. Jack Grealish was exactly the same. Jack Grealish was in my early stages of international management. I go to see Jack Grealish, I go to see his dad. Jack Grealish was born in England. And Jack Grealish did play some underage football for the Republic of Ireland, which he loved doing. But eventually, when you have to make a decision, that decision was made by Jack Grealish and his father. His father's also English as well, too. Mm. You might go back to heritage as well, but that's what they wanted to do. And I'm not going to disavow them of that. I couldn't possibly do that because, number one, that would be wrong for a start. Secondly, it's not as if they don't know the rules. The players know the rules and the players' dads know the rules. It's really a simple, it couldn't be more simple. So this idea of taking criticism for not coercing two players who are now playing for England, Jack Grealish has become a £100 million player.
On now to Aston Villa and Poland fullback Matty Cash, discussing how he spent hours studying France's Kylian Mbappe and was pleased with how he handled him at the World Cup.
There's loads of space for Mbappe, edge of the penalty area, right foot curler, and that is why Kylian Mbappe is one of the greatest players in the world.
I spent the afternoon, actually, before the game, watching Mbappe and trying to figure out a way how I was going to stop him, because obviously everyone knows how good he is. We had a few meetings on obviously France and watched them, and he was lightning. But I was really looking forward to the test. And to be fair, I'd done all I could, to be honest. I know he came away and scored two, but I actually think I'd done really well against him. And as I said, a lot of teams like to double up on him. But the sort of plan was to sort of double and triple up on him when we could, because 1v1, he's lightning and he's so hard to defend 1v1. But as I said, he came away and scored two goals, which obviously I was disappointed about. But I think in terms of a 1v1 battle, I thought I stood up to him and done the best I could. I want to come up against these top players and try and prove myself at the highest level. And obviously to have the opportunity to have done that at a major tournament was, for me, yeah, it was amazing, really.
Well, now to kick off with Adeola Adepo and the man who played for England at the 2002 World Cup, David Beckham. No, of course we can't afford David Beckham, but we can afford Danny Mills.
Cristiano Ronaldo left out. A monumental call. It could not have gone any better for Fernando Santos. Gonçalo Ramos making his full international debut. Bags a hat-trick.
Fernando Santos obviously making what was a massive decision. And it is a massive decision. It's not as though you're bringing on experience for experience. You're giving a young kid, 21-year-old, his fourth cap, first time starting, and you're dropping the great Cristiano Ronaldo. Does he now come in for Morocco?
No chance. Can't leave. He played well. So the fact that he scored three is almost irrelevant.
The team
played better with him in the side. Simple as that. And I'm sorry, you know, people will go, oh, but it's Cristiano Ronaldo, he's the GOAT. And it's like, yeah, he is. And his numbers are sensational. But he's not doing that anymore. And it's not about him. It has to be about the team. And he's caused problems at Juve. He's caused problems at United. He's caused problems... Now,
this was almost his stake in it, wasn't it? Like the Portuguese side was, he's okay, it's not working at a Juve. Once I get back to my national side, I'm the king, I'm heralded now, though.
But then you look at his reactions. We've seen it before when, you know, he's at Real Madrid and Gareth Bale scored, hasn't passed in the ball, and he's furious. It's a team game.
You're listening to the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Here's Roy Keane, or is it impressionist Luke Kempner, rallying against people saying Happy Christmas? By the way, it's Luke Kempner.
Has anybody else popped up in this World Cup, Luke, that you've added to the repertoire?
You've got
to
be looking the likes of Roy Keane. You know, you're always finding every sort of disrespectful. You know, I've been trying to watch this, trying to get involved. You know, but, you know, oh, my goodness. It's like watching Strictly. You know, I find myself, like, not even getting excited about Christmas. You know, everyone's saying Happy Christmas. I wouldn't be saying Happy Christmas if you have a nice day on the day, you know, a little bit of turkey, a couple of presents, fine. But on the, you're saying Happy Christmas when you know if you've had a Happy Christmas. My goodness.
It does sound like Andy a lot of the time, I find. They said, I think Mark Pugach was saying, aren't the Senegalese drummers great, Roy? He said, they are great, but they're annoying. They're very annoying.
So annoying. In front.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast. From mine back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside the sneaker freak Darren Bed. There will, of course, be another one of these TalkSport Andy Goldstein Daily World Cup podcast things out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.